Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lutsch, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the adventurous sound of Bird Call and their stunning EP, The Animals Know. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lutsch, and the music is out there, and it most certainly is with today's featured artist. Bird Call is a music project of singer-songwriter Chiara Angelicola and producer Joel Hamilton, and their debut EP, The Animals Know, is only the beginning for this beautiful team. I had a chance to speak with Chiara Angelicola of Bird Call, and you'll get to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the EP, The Animals Know, here is Bird Call with Waltz in the Snow.
In Brooklyn is where I'm now, in the Adam. Is warm enough to sleep with the sheets off. There's no monsters around here. There's no monsters around here in Brooklyn. And the underground is filled with half this world.
From the EP The Animals Know, that was Bird Call with Waltz in the Snow. Visit Bird Call at their official website, www.birdcallmusic.com. I had a chance to speak with Chiara Angelicola of Bird Call over the phone, and here's how it went.
Well, The Animals Know is out there for people to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm rewarded feeling. I've invested a lot of my time and my emotion and given a lot of myself in the past, I'd say, whole year since I've moved to New York into creating this new project. And I definitely can say that it's, you know, at this time I feel like it's the most rewarding thing that I've worked on in my career.
And you call the project Bird Call. Why not your own name?
You know, it's a funny question everybody asks me. all I can say is that I feel like choosing a different name for this project resonated with me because the music itself is so different than the previous work that I've done, and I feel like it was just a necessary change given all of the different evolutions that I've been through in the past year, you know, physically from moving from California to New York, and just definitely the writing style is very different to what I've been used to, and I just found it very fitting.
So you hail from California originally then. What part?
I grew up in the Bay Area, specifically Marin County. It's this small suburb north of San Francisco. And I grew up, I pretty much have been a California girl up until last year. And I lived in Santa Cruz and was like a pseudo hippie for 5 years and, you know, lived all over San Francisco. So it's been a very dramatic shift moving away from the West Coast to
New York.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Brooklyn. So what
exactly
prompted that move?
I definitely, I feel like I reached a plateau in my creativity and musicianship, and not that there was anything bad about my environment where I was living in San Francisco. I just feel like I was ready for different things, for different kinds of inspiration, and I definitely feel like just the minute that I came to New York, I've just been completely immersed in this musical world, and it's a very different experience, and I already feel like I'm growing as an artist just by living here, so.
Okay, so it's easier to get immersed in music in New York than in California then, right?
Or? I mean, I can't say that, but I mean, for me personally, as an artist, I just feel like, yes, I am constantly surrounded by all forms and shapes of art and music, just being here in Brooklyn, and I feel like it was a little harder for me to connect with the music scene in San Francisco and Los Angeles. I definitely appreciate them and value them, you know, for being what they are, but I feel like I needed to be here, you know.
Talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Gosh, music began when I was young, and I just remember going to my mother's band rehearsals. She is, she's, you know, the prized concerto pianist of the family, and she was classically trained, and then she moved on to jazz, and living in Marin, she was, you know, doing a lot of local gigs in this local band, and she played piano and she sang, and she'd take me to her rehearsal sometimes, and I guess, I don't know, maybe that subconsciously filtered into me, and you know, I started singing in school and taking lessons and doing all of those extracurriculars, and somehow I found my way into forming a band when I was in college, and we did the whole college band thing and college band tours, and then I guess when I graduated, I just decided that I was going to take it a little more seriously and not go to grad school and not get a real job, and I'm still doing that, and I you know, gradually am getting to a point where I feel like, you know, I can be doing this for the rest of my life.
And when did songwriting begin?
Songwriting was not as natural. When I was in my band in college, I feel like I was just then dipping into writing music and lyrics and melodies. And definitely was not easy for me, and I was actually really self-conscious about my songwriting at that time. And honestly, I feel like I just grew and learned to not take it so seriously, to make it more of a natural thing. And I guess just with time, my songwriting has definitely evolved into something more personal, but I think slightly more sophisticated, and I'm not as impulsive as a writer and as angry as a writer. I think I've kind of learned to take more consideration and shape into my writing nowadays.
For the EP, The Animals Know, who did you work with in terms of production?
I worked with this wonderful, wonderful engineer, producer, named Joel Hamilton, here in Brooklyn, and I just came across his work by listening to music that he had actually produced. One that really resonated with me was the new Jolie Holland record. Everything from the warmth of the vocals and just this classic sound that he was creating, I just knew that I wanted to work with him, and I was very lucky to have him feel the same way. And we just connected in the studio, and we really just, you know, were on the same path, so it was an awesome experience.
Visit Bird Call at their official website, www.birdcallmusic.com. From the EP The Animals Know, here is Bird Call once again with Berlin.
Seconds, it wouldn't be that easy for me. It wouldn't feel the rapture. It wouldn't hear the battles awoken, exploding in your heart. That's why I'm leaving Berlin. The daunting cold of winter decided this for me. It built the piles of snow between us, and all of it turned the sun that will shine on long after the war. That's why hands when the need wouldn't be that easy for me.
Talk about the songwriting process. How does that work for you? How do you go about writing a song?
Well, there's, you know, there's not really one set way for me. I think it really just depends on the day and the mood I'm in, and how angry or happy I am. I definitely can say that nowadays I've stuck more to writing on the piano at the same time, whereas, you know, years ago I used to just create these melodies and I'd record them, these vocal melodies, and I'd just record them and then I'd add lyrics to them, or, you know, my guitarist would be writing the music and then I would then, you know, create the vocals for that. But now it's more of a thing that I just do it both at the same time, really. And it just depends on my mood. It definitely, everything that I write is very real. But like I said, nowadays it's not so in your face and impulsive. I just feel like before I was the angry singer-songwriter writing about our ex-boyfriends, and now I'm at a point where, you know, I can detach myself slightly and make a bigger, more generic story out of it.
And from The Animals Know, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, you know, all of them really, because quite honestly, the story of The Animals Know, the whole album in its entirety is the evolution of a relationship, of a real relationship that I had been through. And it starts with the waltz, a very light, airy first 3 months, and it evolves into all of the complexities that make, you know, a serious, committed relationship. And I would say not one is, you know, more profound than the other, or, you know, more special to me than the other, but I think it's more of just this flowing story of the evolution of a love relationship.
And sonically and lyrically, I mean, it sounds like the project would lend itself well to some sort of visual accompaniment. Has there been any plans for a video at all?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have this wonderful friend, John O'Shafer Cotter, who's this young, great independent filmmaker in California, and he's helped me a lot just with the promotion EP with some videos that we released online, and he and I are already in talks of doing our video for Waltz in the Snow, so that'll definitely be out by wintertime.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And how about live audiences? How have they responded to the music?
I can definitely say I just went back to California and did an EP release in my hometown in San Francisco, and I definitely got a really positive response. I feel that even my friends and family and fans are aware of my evolution, and I feel like, in a way, they are there ready to evolve with me. I feel like, you know, they've seen me grow, and I feel like they even sense that I'm in a really, really sincere, genuine place in my musical life.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard The Animals Know?
Well, I would say that it's definitely you know, it's meant for you to listen with an emotional ear. It's probably the most honest thing that I have written. And it's definitely meant to be received in a romantic, emotional, honest way. It's hard at times when you write this kind of music for everyone to be able to enjoy it at any point in the day or in their life. But I would say that, you know, it's the kind of thing that you look at more as an art piece, and maybe not, you know, the top 40 chart. But I would say, you know, take it as an honest piece of writing, and enjoy it as, you know, someone's story of a real love relationship, and take it into your own life that way.
Visit Birdcall at their official website, www.birdcallmusic.com. Here is Birdcall once more with the title track of their EP, The Animals Know. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Kiara Angelicola of Bird Call and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit Bird Call at their official website, www.birdcallmusic.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.